Thank you so much, everybody. Yep, that's right. It's time for some good stuff, and it's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine. I've got just one more law that's still on the books that I think is actually a pretty good one, and maybe even a more recent law when I look at it. Mike, what have you got coming up?
Oh, I have something that our friend Tony Bullitt had sent in to us a while back.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. We want to tell you first, though, about Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to cattlemen, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. You need to check them out. TSLN.com is where you go to do that.
Tony and Julie Bullitt had sent this into the Good Stuff program here a while back, a few years ago, matter of fact. Seemed that a burglar breaks into a house one night. He shined his flashlight around looking for valuables. He picked up a CD player to place in his sack when a strange disembodied voice echoed from the dark saying, "Jesus is watching you." He nearly jumped out of his skin, clicked his flashlight off, and froze. When he heard nothing more after a bit, he shook his head and continued. Just as he had pulled the stereo out so he could disconnect the wires, clear as a bell, he heard, "Jesus is watching you." Freaked out, he shined his light around frantically, looking for the source of the voice. Finally, in the corner of the room, his flashlight beam came to rest on a parrot. "Did you say that?" he hissed at the parrot. "Yep," the parrot confessed, then squawked, "I'm just trying to warn you." The burglar relaxed. "Warn me? Ah, who in the world are you?" "Moses," replied the bird. "Moses?" the burglar laughed. "What kind of people would name a bird Moses? The same kind of people that would name a pit bull Jesus."
Uh-oh, he's in trouble. He's going to look for a quick exit, I think. Wyoming, I'm guessing there's a reason this is still on the books. One of the laws: you must have works of art for display on newly constructed public buildings. Section 16, Chapter 6, Section 802 of the Wyoming Statutes describes city, county, state, and local powers and intergovernmental cooperation laws for newly constructed public buildings. A new building that uses state funds shall include works of art for public display, the law states. The artwork mandated requires builders to allocate an amount equal to 1% of total cost, but not to exceed $100,000 on any one project. New construction projects that cost less than $100,000 are reportedly exempt from this subsection. So be aware of that. Well, I bet they are.
You brought up Wyoming. Can I share something about Wyoming?
Sure.
From Larry Lindstrom?
Yeah.
After having dug to a depth of 10 feet last year, New York scientists found traces of copper wire dating back 100 years and came to the conclusion that their ancestors already had a telephone network more than 100 years ago. Not to be outdone by the New Yorkers, in the weeks that followed, a California archaeologist dug to a depth of 20 feet. And shortly after, a story in the LA Times read, "California archaeologists finding 200-year-old copper wire have concluded that their ancestors already had an advanced high-tech communication network 100 years earlier than the New Yorkers." A week later, a local newspaper in Wyoming reported the following. After digging as deep as 30 feet in a field near Lander, Wyoming, Bubba, a self-taught archaeologist, reported that he found absolutely nothing. Bubba has therefore concluded that 300 years ago, Wyoming had already gone wireless. Just makes you proud to live in Wyoming, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, that is awesome. That is a great piece.
I'm going to throw this out for our great friends at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up January 31st through February 8th out of the Black Hills, of course, Rapid City. Bullfighters only on February 1st. The Ian Munsick Concert, February 7th. The Ranch Rodeo, February 4th at 10 a.m. And the Western Art Show. Find out more at blackhillsstockshow.com. Hopefully you'll hear more about the Black Hills Stock Show on future editions of the Good Stuff program here. And if you have something to share on the Good Stuff, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who it is. Your name, we don't have to use that if you don't want us to. But send that to us and we'll take a look at it. One day it might pop up here on a future edition of the Good Stuff.